Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We asked Clay County teenagers about the dangers of meth, and a little more than a third of them say their parents have talked to them at least once in the last year about the dangers of using stimulants. Parents, if you are having this conversation with your child, remember, don't stop talking after one conversation. Your influence and communication matters. If you have not had a conversation with your child, the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition encourages you to do so. Explain the dangers and consequences of methamphetamine use. Be clear on your stance about methamphetamine use. Let them know you care and you are there to talk whenever needed. For more information, please visit samhsa.gov. Again, that's samhsa.gov. This project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner, where we come to you live and in living color here on your radio dial, which is WVFB FM 101.5, Kicks Country. And we really appreciate everyone that's listening in this morning. We're running a little bit late this morning. We had a little bit of trouble with our handy-dandy telephone connection, but we're up and going now and got a very interesting show lined up here. We'll be talking to a couple of our guests here in a few minutes. But before that, we, of course, want to thank all the folks that make this show possible, and also mention those, that being the Three-Star Committee, the Chamber of Commerce, and all the great folks that help this show by sponsoring a spot on here that make this possible. And, of course, during this show today, we'll be doing our birthday and anniversary gift giving, where we will give away that special gift over at the Clay County Chamber from one of the lucky folks that called in to wish a friend, family, or a happy birthday. And we'll be doing that. And also, we've got the folks from the Cryptid Cafe at Miles Home, and we've got quite a few local announcements to talk about. And I think we will just go ahead and let the folks introduce themselves, then we'll do a little short break and do a commercial. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you folks this morning?
Doing good. Beautiful morning.
And I'm going to just allow you all to introduce yourselves and kind of how you got here, what you're doing, and then we're going to get in and talk about the business a little bit.
All right. My name is Brian Miller. I'm originally from a small town in Pennsylvania called Jefferson, Pennsylvania. I came to Nashville about 10, 11 years ago, playing music with a band, and decided to stay, and shortly thereafter met my wife, and we moved in together and got married. And
That'd be me. My name's Colleen Callis. I met Brian, like you said, 6 years ago in Nashville, and we kind of just gravitated out here. And what was that?
Interesting. Go ahead.
But anyway, we made it out here to Clay County, and we're happy that we're here and glad to be here. It's a beautiful place to live and call home and raise our son, so we're excited to be part of the community.
Okay, and you said you are a musician.
Yeah. I haven't played in a few years, but yeah, I was a bass player in a rock and roll band. in my younger years.
A good band or?
We were good. They were, everybody I've played with in my career have been very talented and opened up my world and helped me get out of where I grew up and out here to Salina. So.
we may find a use for you here.
We're
continuing looking for musicians. And okay, now, like I said, we'll take a little short break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about the opening of your business out in Boss, any obstacles you run into or anything like that, and just kind of have a little conversation.
Awesome.
We'll be back just in a few minutes.
The Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition wants you to know the dangers of meth. The CDC has reported that fatal overdoses from meth have increased significantly. According to SAMHSA, 2 million people 12 and older use meth yearly, while about 500 people per day use meth for the first time.
Know the facts. Meth can leave short and long-term damages to your body. The short-term effects are rapid breathing, loss of appetite, and erratic, aggressive, and violent behavior. The long-term effects of meth leave you with intense itching, causing skin sores, dental problems, paranoia, and hallucinations, as well as kidney and liver problems. Don't take the chance on your health.
Know the dangers of meth. Make the decision not to use meth for you and your health. This project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. For more information and referrals concerning addiction issues, please call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. This message is brought to you by your Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Welcome back, everyone. But before we do business, let's, you know, just exactly, you know, you guys, you ventured up here from Nashville. Just what struck you as being a place where you wanted to live, just right off the bat?
Well, for me personally, I grew up, like I said, in a small town called Jefferson or Cadores, if you're mailing up there. It's very rural, small town PA, and remind me a lot of where I grew up in Pennsylvania in relation to here, like foothills of the Appalachians, this peaceful community, very rural. So that's what drew me to this area.
So, but then kind of similar to this as far as the topography of the areas? And...
Yeah, I live near a lake, probably about 7 miles from where I grew up, not too far from like a major city of York, which is similar to Cookeville, and smaller towns like I grew up in, like Hanover, is very similar to like Livingston. So it's a lot of similarities
that
I felt comfortable with.
Okay, now Colin, how about you?
I've always been a lover of nature, and I kind of go back and forth. I like living, I grew up in Nashville, so it was very fast-paced and all that, which I like, but I'm a slower person. I don't like to move all fast, and so we came out here because my grandparents originally bought a vacation home, and we just fell in love with the lake. We went to the lake one day, and we were just, this is where we want to be. We want to be somewhere that's naturally just so abundant and beautiful and just kind of far out, you know, like give us space to grow into ourselves and grow our family and in a way that isn't pressured like
so
it is.
I'm looking at your name, so I'm Colin and Callis, so you're Irish Greek.
Yeah, I suppose I am, yes.
Well, but, okay, now let's talk about, you know, you're here and you looked around and you decided, hey, I'm going to open a cafe out at Moss, Tennessee. Tell us about it. Just thinking about that a little bit.
Well, I love coffee shops. I love going to a place and having a place that I can sit that's not my house, that I don't feel like I'm a number that's trying to get in and out of the door. I like having a place to go, to have a sense of community. I've worked in coffee for 15 years, and a huge part of what I love about it is that people come in, you make relationships with people all day long. That's what we do.
People like to talk over coffee.
People love to talk over coffee, and it's just you come in and you get to know the people. You get to know what they like. You get to know what, like, when they're in a bad mood, and you can cheer them up and things like that. It's just, it's nice. So we've talked about opening a restaurant for years at this point, and it's always seemed kind of like a dream. And so when we saw that the log cabin up there was for rent, it kind of just made sense to us in that moment. It was really scary, but we, you know, put on our brave faces and we decided to just go for it.
Okay, you know, and coffee houses here in Salina, in this area, are, you know, a pretty popular thing right now. I know we've got a couple, three here in Salina.
Yeah.
And
It's exciting.
Of course, it's hard for me to get used to $5 and $10 cups of coffee.
The price of living has gone up a lot, I think, in the past few years. But we try to stay very reasonable in our prices. When we first came to the area, we struggled finding jobs. So we know how it's hard to find a good paying job, and people want to spend their money wisely, and they don't want to just, you know, throw it at nothing. So we try to keep our prices pretty reasonable.
And we've got diner coffee. We've got everything from just a cup of regular coffee for people that don't want anything fancy, all the way up to, you know, I treat coffee as more of a treat for myself, like a dessert kind of thing. So we have all kinds of flavors and stuff. We make all of our sauces and syrups in-house. Brian makes this amazing caramel. It's so buttery and delicious. And so he's really mastered making the caramel and the chocolates and things like that.
Okay, now, I've got your picture page up here now. Awesome. I'm looking down at all the different foods here. And, you know, among all of us hillbillies, how do we find a niche in your restaurant?
Part of the food that we've created, like I grew up, my dad always went to diners in the area, and so I've always liked that kind of, like, food, and with our travels, like me traveling when I was younger and in bands, and then when Colleen and I met, and like her love of traveling and going around, we tasted different things and experienced different cuisines. We're just bringing like flavors that we enjoy and food that we enjoy.
And I mean, I may have grown up in Nashville, but it is still like the South where everything was made with bacon grease, with butter, with real like ingredients. No one really cared about like the health thing. So like our home fries are skillet made in bacon grease. You can get them without bacon grease, but for the most part, most people are like, yeah, let's do the bacon grease.
Well, now, I know that someone asked that, you know, how do you prepare food in this area? You bread it and fry it.
We bread our own chicken tenders. We try to do everything where it's as fresh as can be.
Quite a few people I've talked to that have been in there. We haven't made it out there yet, but we will.
Okay.
But you know, your breakfast menu there. Talk a little bit about that, because I hear quite a bit about the breakfast menu.
Well, I mean, it's all fairly simple. I think we just, like I said, I went to diner's lunch. That was like my dad's thing, so I've always enjoyed like breakfast foods and stuff like that. So breakfast foods translate well, whether it's early in the morning or early in the afternoon. So a lot of it's just made from scratch, made with love. Like we whip things up the day of, or you know.
Yeah.
We get in early every morning and make the biscuits.
Are we cathead biscuiting? Is that what we're?
We make buttermilk biscuits.
Right.
I just really always like my biscuits to be about as tall as Dolly Parton's hair. So like that's the goal that we have every day, is to have really tall biscuits, and so we've worked on our biscuit recipe for years at this point, and they are delicious, and you can get them with, Brian makes an awesome.
I make a sausage gravy from scratch usually every day. I can make a chocolate gravy, not too many people have ordered it, but we can make a pretty good chocolate gravy, so.
I can't believe that, that's supposed to be one of our delicacies here.
It took me a while to learn it, so I think I have it down pretty good. But we also then use our biscuits with chicken and biscuits. It's been selling pretty good. And one of our hand-breaded chicken tenders, and we put it on with cheddar cheese. So
we've adapted from our travels. Another thing that we've brought home is beignets. We always love to go to New Orleans. It's one of our favorite places to visit because of the history of it and just how lovely it all was. All of our times there have been amazing. So we learned to make beignets from scratch, and now they're one of my favorite things to just make off
the beignets. It cost me 2 trips to New Orleans.
Yeah, and I know. I was tired of driving the 10 hours down there, so had to learn to make them.
I can remember a time we went down there once, and there was a piano player there playing, and it just happened to be that, I can't think of his name, he was from Nashville. Beignets down there, I mean, that is something, and I know that's something that lots of folks here do like, and there are those folks like that like to come in and get 2 scrambled eggs, bacon, and sausage. And let me ask you, your biscuits, you take bottom in one hand, top in the other, and pop them apart, right?
Mm-hmm.
That makes them real biscuits, doesn't it?
They're pretty good. We'll split them in half if you want and put some gravy on them, or put a little chicken tender in between, or you can see them as is.
And Brian makes an amazing waffle from scratch.
Yeah, I'll make waffles from scratch to go with our chicken and waffles. So we have a lot of things on the menu that are very versatile that you can have any way you like.
You know, I know there's a couple of places in Nashville, especially, you know, chicken waffle places down there. So it kind of seems like that you have a combination of special foods from basically any type of eating institution that you can think of.
Yeah.
We love a lot of different flavors, and we love adventuring and finding new things. And the more that we adventure and find new things, the more people say, oh, I love this. I dig this. So we keep it on. Like, we just introduced a chicken wrap with a cucumber wasabi ranch.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are really enjoying that, too. So it's just kind of an eclectic mix of food that's something for everybody.
Your clientele, are you getting good growth on it? Are people, more people discovering?
Yeah. I mean, we get a lot of people coming down from the Tompkinsville area, a lot of people from the western part of Clay County that are passing through. There's the Getaway Cabins down Mossawcrot Road, a lot of people coming from there. And recently we've had an uptick of people coming up from Cookeville, so word's getting out, and we're just kind of growing responsibly and growing, you know, each day, each week. We're just trying to learn how to continue it all and do it the right way.
Okay, your hours of service.
Yes.
The times you're open and...
So our hours have recently changed. Because it's just he and I, and we have a son, and we have our lives too. It's kind of been a balancing act of trying to figure it out, but we're open Fridays through Mondays. On the weekdays, that would be Friday and Monday, we're open from 6 to 1, and then on the weekends, we're open from 7 to 3. That's currently our hours, and until we can find some people that'll help take care of us being there 24/7, that's probably what we're going to stick with for now.
Okay, you know, I know that, of course, that's a problem with anyone, especially in the fast food business now from the mom and pop operations, like what we'll call you on, up to the national chain, is the fact that you just cannot find people that are willing to come in and treat your business like you treat your business. And that's basically the folks you have got to find. You eventually probably will find those. And I know you mentioned the Getaway, and I do know that I'm sure they recommend you to the folks that come in there. I know that a lot of them come to Salina here. Of course, they go to the antique shops. They go to our bakery here in Salina. And I know they do a great job of promoting the county and downtown Salina.
Absolutely. They do. They've been a huge help in our opening our business. They are some friends of ours that work there and run the place, and they have kind of helped us and encouraged us and really have significantly helped us grow our business. So we're very thankful to them.
Yeah, I think the manager, I think he worked at Opry. At Opry now.
He did,
Opry Mills, manager down there. Yes. They've been on the show with me a couple of times.
Occasionally he comes and is one of our baristas when he feels like it. He also used to work in the coffee industry, so he just really enjoys doing it. And occasionally he'll come and help us out whenever he's got a free moment.
Okay, now... like you said, because of the lack of, qualified help that you need, do you think if the business is fixed to pick up here in the summertime when the tourists start?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I know a lot of the tourists come through, that they come through on Friday, they're in a hurry to get to the boat dock,
mm-hmm.
and then when they leave, they're in a hurry to get back home. But one of the things that we have a problem here with is attracting them to businesses here on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
When they've gotten just a little bit tired of the houseboat or the lake, and they want someplace to go. And that is the problem with our businesses here around the square. And traditionally, I don't know if you guys know, on Wednesdays are a holiday in Clay County. They're a business holiday.
Mm-hmm. I've noticed that a lot of businesses are closed on Wednesdays.
Back in the farming days, the banks and places like that, they would remain open on Saturday when the farmers came to town. So they gave their slowing in the middle of the week, they gave their employees off in the middle of the week for their day off and where they'd come in and work on Saturday.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday here. Most of the small towns all over Tennessee are that way. At Tompkinsville, Kentucky, Thursday is their emergency day off. And a lot of folks don't understand that, you know, that I came down to Salina with nothing open.
Well, I mean, that's part of the draw to this area, too, is that it is slower. It's not fast-paced where, you know, people are just getting pushed through. And I mean, we do eventually, once we get the right people in the right places, we'd love to be open more hours.
More days. Yeah.
But we also like to take time off to, like, rest our bodies. Because a lot of places, the business around here, we know it's your mom and pop, so you put a lot of yourself into it, too. You got to remember to take time for yourself, and we like to do adventuring with our son. There's plenty of places around the area that we like to go and do stuff with him. So, but yeah, right now just Friday through Monday.
But you know that is something too that we have, you know, lots of the owners, lots of the shops around here. They're kind of secondary businesses. We don't have, I guess, the merchants here in the small towns like this anymore that depend upon their business or their income. You know, most of them, it is kind of a side-by-side hobby type thing with a lot of them. And you know, every day where we're sitting here now, there are thousands of vehicles that come through here.
Yeah.
Including all the log trucks. So the major thing is you've got to get them to stop here. And if everyone that came through here spent $5,
oh yeah,
yep.
You're in town.
Make a difference. I mean, Salina's changing, I feel, since when we first came out through and decided to plant our roots in it. So we're excited to be part of that.
And I think you folks said you lived over in the Standing Stone area.
Well, we live just south of town, off Four House Ridge Road, so not too far from Standing Stone, not too far from town. It's a good location to be at.
If you don't have that name, came by.
Somewhat. We have a family friend that lives in Monterey, and then they have the Standing Stone down there. It's like a marker between tribal lands, I do believe.
And then down Poor House Ridge, that's where the county poorhouse was at.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that.
That the poorhouse was when people got so, you know, down and out that they didn't have any place to go to move into the poorhouse.
Oh, that's awesome.
Makes sense.
Even, you know, it's kind of a social thing now, you know, of our society, you know, we take care of it. We did back then, too, here in the South. There were poor houses everywhere. Every county, there would be a county place where if you were so destitute that you had no place to go, that you did have a place where you could stay.
It's nice to have. It's hard sometimes out in the country to make it. So, again, part of the draw. So.
Well, why have you... Let's take a little short break.
All right.
Work in a commercial, come back, and get a little more conversation. I guess you guys are, so you're not open on Thursday now, so we don't have to.
Yeah, no. We're probably going to go out and do some work on, we took the week off, so we're going to do some work, like maybe work on the flower beds and on some shelves, so.
Now, I'm going to read off my birthday for today, and celebrating birthday, it's neat you got to pull your glasses off to see. Jared Browning celebrating the birthday, and James Doc Robertson celebrating a birthday. Becky Smith, Blaze Block, celebrating a birthday. And then here off, just off the square, Ms. Melissa Rich Roach is celebrating a birthday. And Mr. Eldon Davis, who is Cherokee Upton's grandpa, Pappy as she calls him, celebrating a birthday. And Navia Pitcock celebrating her 11th birthday. And her grandma and grandpa, Liz and Sherman Brown, called her name in. And we will be right back in a few minutes, and we'll use our highly sophisticated non-computerized system and draw out a winner here in a few minutes. We will be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here with Colin and Brian, and we've been talking about the Cryptic Cafe and the things that brought them here. And guys, just for a few minutes, actually, now you need to step close to the microphone.
Oh, yeah.
And didn't you just... something you would like to talk to the folks about for a few minutes. This is your free time to talk a few minutes.
I don't know. I usually have a talk on me, but today I don't. I want to say thanks to all the people that have come out. Like, we're not from around here, but the wonderful thing about Clay County is no one ever made us feel like we didn't belong. Like, everybody's so welcoming and, like, supportive and just positive energy and positive attitude. I mean, we wouldn't be where we're at now without the help of, like, just we've had people come in and help us do dishes or bring in some of the pots and pans that they weren't using, and just the generosity of people has been what you come to expect of a place like this, like the Southern Hospitality. Being a Northerner myself, the Southern hospitality is real, and it's nice to have that. It's not something that people just put on. It's just, it's part of who they are. It's the fabric of life down here. And I think out here in Clay County and in other areas where you're out in the country, like, people realize that you need to rely on your neighbor to get through and vice versa. So it's been nice to have that. We want to put our roots in and have our family to have, like, that support from people. It's odd, I think, when you go to a city first and then come to the country where, like, the city's just fast-paced and everybody's kind of out for themselves. Everybody out here is, like, moves at that slower pace and just are excited to be alive and with people and just taking one day at a time. So it's been very nice. It's been helpful building our business with great people that support, you know, everybody around here. So.
Okay, and I know that you don't have to tell people you ain't from here. How about you? I mean, like, you're born and bred in the South. Were you like a true Nashvilleian, or did you graduate from high school and decide you want to go to Nashville and pursue whatever, or?
No, I was born and raised in Nashville. I was actually born in Donelson, which, if you're from Nashville, you know it's just a suburb of,
right.
There isn't even a hospital there anymore, but I was born in the, what is now a corporate center. But I was born and raised, and I've moved away. I moved to Oregon for about a year, where I learned about coffee and kind of got into coffee, so I'm grateful for that experience, and it was beautiful out there. The nature out there is otherworldly. It's entirely different, but there's something about Tennessee. It is the most biodiverse state in our country, and you can see that. We just came back yesterday from a trip to the mountains, and it's just, there's something about Tennessee that is just so beautiful, and I love it. I'm very proud to be from Tennessee. Love it.
How about Pike's Market? You ever been there?
I've never been there.
You've never been to the market there? That's up in Seattle.
That was in Seattle. My brother lives there. I'm going to be headed up there soon, so I'm going to go in there and try to catch one of the fish when they're throwing them across the room. That's my dream.
Now, of course, that's beautiful country, too. And
it is.
Yeah, but, you know, there's still something that's different here.
Yeah, like I think it's the hills.
Yeah, the hills. And of course, if we didn't have all those trees, it might look a whole lot like some of those places out there.
Maybe.
But, yeah. You know, you guys seem like maybe just nearly opposites, don't you? I mean, you know, Colin, she's outspoken, nice, and I'd say she can probably tell you to get in the corner sometime and you'll get there, maybe.
Maybe.
But, you know, it's a pleasure having folks like you that come in here with new ideas, new things, and, you know, and of course, one of the things that we really are proud of here, and that is that there, you know, people, you know, talk about maybe a little bit backward or something like that, but, you know, that's what, you know, folks, a lot of folks come here to get away from things, and, of course, one of the things that we try to emphasize to them, what you got away from ain't here, and don't try to make it here, because, it is different, and it's a slower pace of life, and I know. Yeah. What about regulars? You got any regulars that are coming out at your place right now?
Oh, yeah. We love our regulars.
Yeah, we have a good set of regulars.
They're great. We've made a lot of friends. They've become our friends. And just the other day, we took a couple of the boys that have become our regulars. They're 8 and 11, and we took them up to Ralphie's with our son. And so they've really grown to be friends, and it's just so cool to have that experience. But we have a lot of people that we get to see every day and sometimes twice a day, and it's not going to say any names, but you know who you are.
Is my old friend Steve Strong come in? You know Steve?
I don't know if I've met him yet or not. He may or may not. I'm bad with names. I'm getting better.
Have a tough time keeping up with their own sometimes.
Yeah, very much so.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you here with me this morning. And we want to invite everyone now once again, your heirs of operation. And then, real quickly, you know, the most popular thing you have there now in your restaurant. Is there any one particular thing that?
I'd say the chicken and waffle sliders. You can get them spicy, and it changes your world.
Yeah, you can get it single or double. Make it like a sandwich, or you can eat it however you want. There are no rules, but that's been.
Do you put gravy on the waffles sometimes?
Where I grew up in Pennsylvania, it was very popular to do like a chicken gravy, but I haven't perfected that one yet. So right now we're just sticking with the syrup and the waffles and the hand-breaded chicken tenders.
Well, we were talking a little bit about art on the break, and I wanted to mention that I'm thinking about doing an afternoon craft workshop, kind of bi-weekly on Thursdays, to kind of just have something that people can do. So follow us on Facebook and you can maybe keep up with that, and if you ever see a craft that you want to bring your kids or just yourself or your mom or whoever, you can come and make a craft. I think we're going to be making some flowers coming up for spring. So,
are you going to be making crepe paper flowers?
I think so, yeah.
A southern tradition, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just something that's fun and relaxing, and you can do it all together, and it's just cool to work with your hands and have something to show. And we made some snowflakes. And some ornaments over the right before Christmas, and we got to hang the snowflakes up, and the kids could come in and see their snowflakes, and so it's cool to have that place where everyone can see everybody's.
And that's a great idea, and like I said, there are folks here that are, you know, craft people, lots of them here in this area, and that's one of the things that we will be doing in our celebration later on this summer is we were having a cultural get together down in August. That we got a lot of news to talk about that a little bit later on.
Awesome.
And like I said, I'm going to let you guys go out and do a little work out my house, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
And thanks a lot for being with us. Okay. With that, we'll do a little bit of a commercial, and we'll be back here in a few minutes.
We asked Clay County teenagers about the dangers of meth, and a little more than a third of them say their parents have talked to them at least once in the last year about the dangers of using stimulants. Parents, if you are having this conversation with your child, remember, don't stop talking after one conversation. Your influence and communication matters. If you have not had a conversation with your child, the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition encourages you to do so. Explain the dangers and consequences of methamphetamine use. Be clear on your stance about methamphetamine use. Let them know you care and you are there to talk whenever needed. For more information, please visit samhsa.gov. Again, that's samhsa.gov. This project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Of course, we'd like to thank once again Brian and Colin for coming in with us and joining us this morning. And we hope that the folks here in the county now have a little bit of an idea of the restaurant there at Miles, and go by and patronize these folks. But now, right now, we've got some things that are going on, I guess, kind of local, a little local roundup for a few minutes this morning. While we've got a few minutes, I know, once again, the 2023 Clay County Rabies Vaccination Clinic, general public of Clay County is hereby notified that the annual rabies vaccination clinics will be held at the following location. A fee will be charged. Owners are urged to take their dog 3 months of age or older and cats 6 months or age or older to one of the places, and that place is the Clay County Department of Health. And there's a little thing here in red says, don't bring your own vaccination medicine. That is not legally acceptable in the state of Tennessee. And they will be there the entire month of March. And the number for the Clay County Animal Hospital is 931-243-6970. And you can call that number for appointments. And I guess you probably take your I know they've got information over at the health department, but then you would take your animals over to the Clay County Animal Hospital after you get your appointment and get them vaccinated for rabies. And that is kind of a, I guess, kind of a big thing this spring, because look like, this coming spring, because look like we've had lots of skunks out of moving around, and skunks are one of the carriers of rabies. If you drive anywhere now over a couple of miles, you're going to see where some skunks with love making on their mind have met their Waterloo trying to get across the road to each other. Someone may need to write a love song about that or something, but the rabies problem, you know, in the spring especially is a problem when the animals get out and start moving again. Okay, now also another important thing coming up, and hopefully we'll have some of the ladies in the Mouth Extension Office next week to give us a little bit more information on these, and that is the family and the farm and family meeting that is going to be at the Clay County High School on Thursday, March the 2nd at 2023, starting at look like at 5:30, and also they're providing a free meal before these things start, and they have a number of topics that you can go to of rotating rooms, and looks like it says you need to register by look like about tomorrow, February the 24th, if you plan to eat. Now, if you're just coming down, I don't think you maybe have to register anything if you're just coming down for the meetings. And the meetings that look like some of the things, meetings that they're having, one is farming laws and transportation. Another one on cast iron cooking, which I'm sure we, most of us are kind of familiar with that. And then another session on small space gardening or raised gardens. And we know that that is one of the things that they've got another one. And then there's one for building a balanced meal and air fryer cooking. And there's a whole bunch of things that they're doing through the Clay County Extension, University of Tennessee Clay County Extension Office, and Haley Barnes and her crew are in charge of that. And like I said, it's going to be on March the 2nd at the Clay County High School. And if you sign up, the free food will be there for you. And like I said, there will be two rotations of meeting, and each participant will pick one session per rotation to end. And also says that there will be some classes going on for kids while this is going on. So, you know, this is for parents, grandparents, anyone. And just, I don't know if it's actually a reservation or not, but it says, you know, just let them know down there if you're planning on coming to this. And it looks like it will be a very, very nice day to do this. Okay, now coming up, let's see, we have got... a day of history today. A couple of things. Today was the, I throw this in as an old history teacher, this is the day that they all remember the Alamo and also the Gutenberg Bible. And I ran across something the other day. I know watching old paratrooper movies that when the paratroopers, a lot of them, when they'd jump out of the airplanes, they'd holler Geronimo. Well, there was actually a legend where Chief Geronimo got cornered in a canyon somewhere or another, and the only way out was to jump off a big high bluff on his horse into the river below. And as he jumped off, he yelled back at the soldiers, "I'm Geronimo." And so that kind of became a tradition. Another bit of useless information that I can throw out to you. But and then going on down, we have got basketball coming up. We just finished our boys and girls team, just finished our regional tournament, and they'll be getting ready for the district tournament, and they'll be getting ready for the region tournament. This, once again, was the times when our boys and girls both managed to come out as district champions. And the girls' regional basketball tournament will be, the opening round will be held here at Salina, on Friday night, at 7 o'clock. Now, all the games all over the state start at 7, one game only, and they'll be playing Merrill Hyde from down in toward Nashville. And then the boys' game will be on Saturday night, the 25th at 7 o'clock, and they're playing Knowledge Academies from out of the other region. And then if they win there, the games will go back to the high school gymnasium down in Gainesboro. The first round are played at the higher seed schools. And, of course, we were the higher seed since we were the champions. But with the boys with the win over Pickett County and the girls with their win over Park Range, so we will carry on and hopefully on our road to the state tournament again this year. And I know we had lots and lots of special honors and awards that were made to our players this year. And kind of when the season winds down, we'll get all those folks back up here, the coaches and the players, and be celebrating again another great year of basketball here in Clay County. And let's see, what else we've got going on here at the courthouse this summer, starting a little bit later in the spring, and that is our we have the Canton Lodge, number 481, is having a cruise in this summer here at the courthouse, and the first one will be on April the 15th, and they will be here around the historic Clay County Courthouse, and they're going to be going each Saturdays in let me find my post here. Hold on just a minute, folks. I don't want to get this wrong. But I know we always have good crowds here, and we especially want to invite everyone to this. And I know that they'll be having some prizes. They're going to have some live music part of the time. And they will be having the prizes to give away. And then at the end of the summer, they are planning on having a car show with where they will have prizes. They have a little bit of an entry fee for that one. But we're really looking forward to that. And then also, we will be making an announcement here pretty quick about our annual celebration the first weekend in August. I know we've made some major changes to that, and that it is going to be much, much different than it has been in the past. So we'll be making some announcements on that. And with that, you know, we'll remind everyone that we're still working on our Rolly Ho Marble Museum. If you have any type of pictures, any old home videos, stories, anything like that you think would be worthy of being posted and let folks know about here in the museum here, that's going to be in the two of the rooms here in the historic Clay County Courthouse. So we want to let everyone know that things are still going on. And we're looking forward to getting making some changes, getting more cooperation here from all the folks here. And I know we've got an event coming up, I think, in May, and we'll be getting some more information out on that here in just a little bit. And with that, I am about I'm trying to think of anything I've missed here this morning. Baseball and softball, high school baseball and softball, and I think the elementary, the junior high, they have getting ready to start that up. Those seasons have either started or will be starting here pretty quick, so we'll have some information about that. And with that, I think I have just about run out of things to talk about this morning, but we really appreciate the folks from the Cryptic Cafe coming by. And we're looking forward to getting another special guest next week. I know right now we're kind of trying to do some business spotlights on some of the folks that are members of the Chambers of Commerce. And whenever we can locate them, we had a great guest last week. And with our Veterans Administration. And, you know, if you know of anyone that you think who is a good storyteller, one of our characters here in Clay County, you know, let us know about them, because that's the kind of folks we're looking for. We're looking for folks that can go back and remember when and talk about some of those things, because, you know, this is your radio show also. Any kind of idea of people that you think that we need to try to contact and get on our show, you know, let us know here. And you, like I said, you can call me at any time at 931-243-3464, or you can call our birthday anniversary number here, which, you know, is 243-5574. And you can leave messages there, not only about birthdays, for any type of information that you need. If you need information on how to go about sponsoring a spot on the show, that is a good place to leave a message for us, and we'll get that taken care of. And with that, I'm going to do a drawing for our birthday for today. And the winner today is Mr. Jared Browning. So you need to come over by the Clay County Chamber office and check in over there, identify yourself, and they will give you one of those prize envelopes. And with that, I guess it's about time we shut the door. And, of course, we apologize early on. We had a little phone trouble, but we made it through okay. And we'll be back here again next week, same time, same channel, here on WVFB FM 101.5 Country Kicks. And we really appreciate you listening to us. And with that, we've got everything shut down. We'll turn everything off. And may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you again here same time, same channel next week. And with that, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. This program will be rebroadcast this evening at 6 p.m. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.
We asked Clay County teenagers about the dangers of meth, and a little more than a third of them say their parents have talked to them at least once in the last year about the dangers of using stimulants. Parents, if you are having this conversation with your child, remember, don't stop talking after one conversation. Your influence and communication matters. If you have not had a conversation with your child, the Clay Drug Coalition encourages you to do so. Explain the dangers and consequences of methamphetamine use. Be clear on your stance about methamphetamine use. Let them know you care and you are there to talk whenever needed. For more information, please visit samhsa.gov. Again, that's samhsa.gov. This project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
The Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition wants you to know the dangers of meth. The CDC has reported that fatal overdoses from meth have increased significantly. According to SAMHSA, 2 million people, 12 and older, use meth yearly, while about 500 people per day use meth for the first time.
Know the facts. Meth can leave short and long-term damages to your body. The short-term effects are rapid breathing, loss of appetite, and erratic, aggressive, and violent behavior. The long-term effects of meth leave you with intense itching, causing skin sores, dental problems, paranoia, and hallucinations, as well as kidney and liver problems. Don't take the chance on your health.
Know the dangers of meth. Make the decision not to use meth for you and your health. This project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. For more information and referrals concerning addiction issues, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. This message is brought to you by your Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.